Blog Talk Radio.
This is the title track of our CD called Gone Are the Days, a song about awakening in this time and to the present struggles of the world and what we have to do to overcome all these things. So many paths, only one road to choose. If you live for yourself, you know you will. In your heart, let true love rule. We are made with godly attributes. Well, things gonna be right when it's right that you choose. Yes, you gotta live up now. Yes, you gotta live up now. Oh, yeah, yeah. Gone are the days that I used to slumber. Gone are the days that I used to wonder. These are the days the prophets look for. Yes, blessed and greetings and blessings, blessed souls. And I have a question to ask you. Deep down in your blessed heart, connected to your divine image, are these the days that you've stopped wondering? Are these the days you've stopped slumbering? Are these the days that you look for, like the prophets, the ancient prophets of Israel, the ancient prophets of Noah, the children of Noah, Bnei Noach, and the ancient prophets who preceded the Bnei Noach, the children of Noah, the children of man, up and back until Adam Arishon, original man. This is soul class number 58, blessed souls. Whoa, we're getting there, getting up there. And hopefully we're going to be chanting out Psalms number 17 plus. You never know. You know, blessed souls, the other day I was listening on the radio and I heard a very interesting concept from entanglement quantum physics. And the concept was this, was that there is current consciousness, and there within it there's an entanglement of which way consciousness can go. You can go back into time, it can be extremely existential, but it also can reach out into future time. And when the future, I should say the time of future consciousness, and there's the time of past consciousness, the past time. So when future consciousness is aroused by current consciousness, what happens is there's an unentanglement of different levels of current consciousness to greet the future, and current consciousness, which does not strive to go into the future with future consciousness, is left and dissipates and eventually fades away. So what we're hoping here in our intentions here in Soul Class, which is just an acronym of Soul, being S7O, old is the original, You, universal L laws, to show how the chanting of Psalms is perfectly in tune with that, with the seven universal means of you connecting, getting a more unified feeling and sense of inner satisfaction, blessed souls, to avoid blaspheming the name of the Creator with the name of the Creator, not to commit acts of idolatry, not to commit acts of adultery, not to commit premeditated acts of murder, not to steal, not to eat the limb of an animal still alive. And number seven, to raise up righteous steps, will back up those six universal commandments, which are enjoined upon the children of all, because that's what Moshe Rabbeinu, the mighty Levite prophet, received from the mouth of the Most High himself, to tell all the inhabitants of the world, Kol Be'olam, they can make it a pleasant, positive world. So that being said, blessed souls, also, I heard, this is something I just want to mention, I can't give all the details, but this actually happened a few days ago, somewhere in the creation, where a charter school somewhere in the creation had a teacher who was actually instilling more than necessary fear upon their students. And actually a vote was taken among that teacher's peers and those who are assistant teachers to actually lead to the dismissing of that teacher. Because what is the teacher doing in school if they're just pumping up little innocent children with little pure divine images and teaching them that they should first be scared of the teacher
And that, of course, that will inhibit the child's ability to learn properly. A child has to be a vessel. Yes, they have to be taught the awe and fear of the Most High, but that's a whole explanation, which I'm not going to go into now, hopefully for a future show, whether on the Sunday elongated version with various co-hosts, or on one of these versions, to talk about what is actually fearing the Most High in a way that it shouldn't be a contradiction to serve Him out of love. And so that action to vote out that teacher from their position in a peaceful manner is actually, in essence, the idea of enacting justice, even if it's done in a secular fashion, in a secular school system. That is the basis of these seven Noahic commandments, to bring about justice in the world. With that being said, blessed souls, we've got 9 minutes to go. Let's try to read through chapter 17, which the inner aspect of chapter 17 of Psalms is, to not let the man of virtue and knowledge and good conduct become haughty and ask to be tested with some matter that could lead a person to falling short of the mark. Rather, a person should recognize already their previous shortcomings or even their current shortcomings, try to rectify them, do it to Shuva, to return to the Most High, and then encourage others to do the same. So here we go, blessed souls. This is from Na'im's Mirat Yisrael, the sweet singer of Israel, King David. Tefillah LeDavid Shema Adonai Tzedek Hakshiva Rinati Azino Tefilati Belo Sifte Mirma. A prayer by David. Hear my sincere plea, O Most High, listen to my cry, give ear to my prayer expressed by guileless lips. Milfanecha Mishpati Yetze Enecha Techetzano Meshorim. Let my verdict come forth from before you. Let your eyes behold uprightness. Bechanti libi lokato laila tsarafton tani val timso zamoti pal yavorti. I think I'm repeating. Well, let's go again anyway and say it. We'll read the first three verses in English. A prayer by David. Hear my sincere plea, O Lord, hear, listen to my cry, give ear to my prayer expressed in guileless lips. Let my verdict come forth from before you, that your eyes behold uprightness. You have probed my heart, examined it in the night, tested me and found nothing. As my words, so are my thoughts. That's a refreshing thought, that our words should only be our thoughts, not our words should be the opposite of what we're really thinking. Lifolot Adam Bidvar Sifotecha Ani Shamarti Archot Paritz, so that my human deeds conform with the words of your lips, I guard myself from the path of the lawbreaker. Tamoch Ashurai Bamagolotecha Bal Namotu Fomoi, support my steps in your paths so that my feet shall not falter. Vani karaticha ki ta'aneni el hat aznocha li shma imrati. I have called upon you, for you, Most High, will answer me. Incline your ear to me. Hear what I say. Hafle chasodecha moshiha chosim mimit komomim b'minecha. Withhold your kindness, O you who delivers with your right hand those who put their trust in you. And we hold that kindness not from those who trust in you, but withhold your trust from those who rise up against you, who rebel against the Most High and cause others to rebel against the Most High. Shamreni ki'ishon bat oyin etzel konafecha tastireni. Guard me like the apple of the eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. Mipnei reshoim zu shaduni oyuvai benefesh yakifoi oloi. From the wicked who despoil me, from my mortal enemies who surround me. Chelbamo sagru pimo dibru vageut. Their fat has closed their hearts. Their mouths speak arrogantly. Ashurenu ata savavunu enehem yashitu lintot ba'aretz. They encircle our footsteps. They set their eyes to make us stray from the earth. Gimyono ta'arye yichsof litrof v'chichfir yoshev b'mistorim. His appearance is like a lion longing to devour, long, like a young lion lurking in hiding. Kuma Adonoi Kadmo Fonoiv Hachriehu Palto Nafshi Meirasha Charbecho. Arise, Most High, confront him, bring him to his knees, rescue my soul from the wicked who serves as your sword. Mimtim Yodcha Adonoi Mimtim Mecheled Chelkom B'chayim utzafuncha tamale vitnom yisba'u vonim v'hinichu yitrom le'ololehem. Let me be among those whose death is by your hand, Most High, among those who die of old age, per portion is eternal life, whose innards are filled with your concealed goodness, who are sated with sons and leave their abundance to their offspring. Ani b'tzedek echeze fonecha esba'a b'hokis t'munatecha. Because of my righteousness, King David declares, or for those who want to go in the path of righteousness, all shall be able to declare, who walk in the path of righteousness, I shall behold your countenance. What a beautiful thing that will be, blessed souls, when our divine image shall be unencumbered from the blandishments of the exiled condition of the human race. When? At the time of the resurrection, that great and awesome day when those who sleep in the dust, those who sleep in the dust shall rise and sing songs of jubilation, and I will be saved by your image, the image of the Most High. Blessed souls, if we go back to verse 5 in this chapter 17, it mentioned here, King David mentioned that in the English now, it says, support my steps in your paths so that my feet shall not falter. But see, this is the problem, blessed souls, and maybe I'll have to elaborate in the next show because we only have 2 minutes left. There are three words that can be used for the word leg or feet in Hebrew. Regel, ragalayim, feet or feet in plural. Ashurai, which is referring to the steps of the feet. Amai is also referring to the feet. So the question is raised, why is it that three expressions for the feet should be used when you could have just used the word regel or ragalayim? And that's one of the things why, blessed souls, we encourage all the inhabitants of the world to learn more from the Torah Shabbat, the oral tradition, as well as the written tradition, because there's so many nuances which are missed out. And hopefully, without a doubt, in the next version of SoClass, when we hopefully have the merit to chant out chapter 18, which we won't be able to chant out all in one version, 15-minute segment, that, in fact, we will elaborate on this concept and other concepts, because, after all, when chanting psalms, you never know what other positive you can come out. So this is Dungeon Sukhman signing off, your friendly cyberspace Torah-friendly, Torah activist. Hopefully wishing you have a blessed day. Ahava had one love, Gorel had one destiny, Lukulana for all of us, B'dachin and B'dachin Shalom, a peaceful, pleasant way. Let's end off with a little chant of song by Steel Pulse. Take care, everyone.
Thank you.